This is the Wall Street Shuffle.
Welcome back to the Wall Street Shuffle. I didn't have to hear that. Was traffic good? We've never gone broken to traffic before. Was that good? Tell me, Shane, was it good?
You've gone to traffic every day since you've done broadcast.
Well, not like that. You said we were doing something new in traffic.
Well, it's a premier traffic. Absolutely. It absolutely adds value to the listeners because they're
That's what I'm trying to get you to say. It's a premier service. What's the difference between this traffic and yesterday's traffic?
It's something new that Clear Channel's been rolling out for a couple months. It's a condensed, they're condensing it, making it better, making it more relevant in real time.
So we're providing something more relevant, something cooler and better to the listener.
Okay.
Danny's over here going, just speed this thing up. This is the funniest thing in the world. Guys, it's just a little promotion, a little traffic. I don't get a chance to listen to that too often, so.
Okay, nope.
All right. On the line with us right now, by the way, welcome back to the Wall Street Shuffle, 877-326-3255. On the line with us right now is our good friend, the Magombo Guru economist and investor extraordinaire and retired, I might add, happily retired. We have the privilege of having him on, and I think we're the only folks to have you on. Is that not about right, Magombo?
Yeah, I think it's dwindled down to the few, and you are the few.
I am. We are the few. Hey, by the way, your bumper sticker looks great. We have them.
Oh, you got it.
We have them prominently displayed on our vehicles, and there were only a few of them in there, and we only have a few vehicles, so it was perfect.
Well, sure, Doug appreciates it.
Yeah, people drive by, they look and they go, "We don't care about your show." Yay! Thumbs up to Magombo. Yeah. Okay, brother. Hey, am I right today that gold had a historic single day dollar movement?
Gosh, you know, I know. Did it?
I believe it did. I'm saying this because I follow the movement, but I've got to go verify. Danny, can you verify that? Can you take a look and see if that's gold's biggest single move? I figure if anybody would know, it'd be Magombo's.
It just seems like right before it hit 850, it jumped way up there in a really short period of time. So I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, you know, you're right about one thing. I remember when it was 850, and we were talking about it on the show, and it was sitting right at a break point. I said, you know, it has $50 to move either way. I said it'll move up first, down, and then back right to 850. And in a period of about 3 days, it went 850 to 9, back to 8, and then back to 850. But I don't think it did $40 in one day. It might have.
It's $40 one day is a nice move.
That's a big move. What's the world trying to tell us? Because equities went down, gold went up. So gold appears now to be. Do you have it, Danny?
I've got it on 3/19/1980. It was a dollar move. It was $50 an ounce, 10.24%.
Yeah, but not percent. Dollars. What I'm looking for. Absolute dollars.
$50 in 1980, $63, $46. So $50. So today was about number six.
Okay, that's good. Thanks, I appreciate it. I knew it was close. I didn't.
And percent wise, it's not even top ten.
Yeah, no doubt about that. But as far as the single dollar, I thought it was. I didn't know we had a $50 move in gold. When was that?
3/19/1980.
Wow.
$63 move on 1/29/1980.
Up or down?
Up. These are all up.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Well. All right, there are a lot of people going to say, Magombo, that with this kind of move up in gold, that a lot of fear is moving into gold, and this is looking a lot like 1980, where these kinds of moves happened right before it pulled back from 850 back to 250. What do you think about that?
Well, they can say that, but I think it more reminds me of the Weimar inflation when gold just went through the moon and never looked back.
No, that's true.
And I
think that the people keep wanting to look at 1980 and say, see, gold really doesn't have any intrinsic value. It's really only worth about $200, only worth what it is for jewelry. And see, people saw their folly for 30 years, and now only recently have they created a bubble in gold.
Well, it was the zeitgeist of the time, and it kind of worked. I mean, Reagan slashed taxes and ramped up government spending through deficit spending. I mean, it was a glorious time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So after the inflation got wrung out, investing in gold, which is, as they say, a dead asset, it doesn't do anything at all for you except protect you.
You bet.
It employs nobody. It doesn't put any resources to work. And so, I mean, it's a whole different bag from 1980. So this time is always different.
And you have to be kind of a true believer, because what you just said for the average person is absolutely true. They look at it and say, it doesn't do anything. You know, I don't wear a lot of gold for jewelry. It isn't really used that much in electronics. It's really just there. And I think that they lose sight of the fact that it's a store of value, because it is rare. There isn't much of it. And we always say, if it were, you know, dog dung that there wasn't much of, then it would be worth what gold is worth.
That's right. And we also have on our side, I hasten to add, 4,500 years of continuous history where gold is basically money.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
So, man, you got money that doesn't go to zero, money that maintains its buying power, money that does everything you can possibly want in money. That's why gold has always been money until what year? 1914, when the Federal Reserve took over and blah, blah, blah.
Just to repeat some old facts, but we'll set the stage. Since 1913, 1914, the formation of the Federal Reserve, I'll throw this to Shane, because I know Danny knows the answer. Shane, do you know how much the U.S. dollar has dropped in value since the Federal Reserve became the check clearinghouse for the Treasury?
70%.
97%.
Oh, that's right, 97% lost its buying power.
In less than a decade. In less than a century.
Well, it's lost a third of its buying power in the last 10 years.
Isn't that funny? I say it's funny. It's so sad, because unless Americans travel outside the country, they don't really have an appreciation. They see prices going up at the pump and in the grocery stores, but they don't really have an appreciation for how bad it's getting.
Well, let me tell you, I've been to the grocery store, and I do the shopping around here, and I'm telling you, I appreciate it very much. I just... Three little bags of groceries is $41?
Yep, yep.
What the world? Man, I'll tell you, these people are getting whacked, and I got a lot more money than the average person on the street, and I'm getting whacked, too.
Yep, yep.
It hurts me, so I'm sure it's killing them.
I know it. And, Danny and I always have this discussion about how expensive gold is getting. Is gold right for the average person? How much gold is right for the average person? Let me ask you something, Magombo.
Okay.
We have, as you know, tremendous listeners out there. They're investors. They're earners. They're the people that earn the money to pay the taxes, to pay everybody that else that isn't paying taxes in this country.
Congratulations to them.
That's exactly right. So if you had an average person out there making, let's say, $50,000 to $100,000 for his family, and it's just, you know, normal family, normal this, normal that, and we keep telling them that they should own gold, they can't risk as much because they've got a family to take care of, they've got a house, they've got other things. How would you, knowing that we're not talking about financial advice, how would you just tell them to begin to get into gold and get some safety?
First off, save up some money, go out and buy 1 ounce of gold. Sleep on it, the next morning wake up and ask yourself, do I have enough gold? If not, save up another bunch of money and buy another ounce of gold. And then sleep on that and ask yourself again, do I have enough gold? And if not, go out and buy some more. One day you'll say, yes, I have enough.
Well, only when your pillow gets really, really, really lumpy.
And that's, yes, it turns out that's exactly the status that you're going to enjoy at the time. A big bound of money.
Did you see Korea today made their first purchase of gold in, 15 years?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, they had not added, I believe, since 1995, 1996, and they bought a fairly substantial portion, an amount of bullion today, and their entry price was about 1560, 1570, and that's just accounting for when they announced it versus when they acquired it. But they've also said they intend to acquire more gold, too.
Well, congratulations to them, because what they've done is that they have exchanged depreciating dollars for appreciating gold at the market price. Well done, Koreans.
And you saw yesterday, Putin called the U.S. the parasite of the global financial world. And he's saying, well, you know, you're not being a good steward of our money, same way as the Chinese. You know, one thing, if I were Putin and the Chinese, I'd be doing the same thing. I'd be ticked off, but I don't think I'd still be sitting in dollars. I think I'd be trying to find something to diversify into.
That's why they're buying gold.
Yes, they are. You're right.
The ones that they actually know what they're doing are buying gold. They're amassing it without telling anybody. Somehow they're getting, because that's the way all of history is. This is the way it's always worked through history. Why would we surprise when it's happening this time? People are going to go to gold. Gold's going to go to the moon in currency prices.
There was a great guest, and I've got it on tape from last night, and I was watching him on Bloomberg, a brilliant guy, and he was so matter-of-fact about walking civilizations forward. And he said nobody should be surprised about the United States right now, that the deciding factor, the tipping point in every civilization are military expenditures and wars without a reason. And he said clearly the U.S. is guilty of both of those, overexpansion and having to pay for those wars, and paying for those wars by conquering and spending the spoils. Well, we don't do that. You know, we spend our own spoils. We take our own people's money to fight the war at, or we go out and we borrow it. We don't conquer Iraq, take their oil, take their gold, take everything else. We don't do that. So we're even dumber than the other civilizations that managed to last longer than we are.
Well, you can trust me when you say that we are getting a big chunk of everybody's oil and everybody's everything. That's the way America works. It comes to us, and we do things that benefit America.
But we're paying for that oil. We're not getting it to replenish our coffers for going out and fighting a war for the Iraqis.
Oh, they have many more agendas than just getting a little oil. They have all kinds of geopolitical stuff and trying to sway this policy over here, and they're trying to do this and put this regime in and fight these guys over here and corner the market on this and all kinds of crap, leveraging the oil against everything. I mean, there's things going on. We have no idea what they're doing.
You bet. But would somebody tell me when we've borrowed and spent enough? When will we declare victory against this grand geopolitical plan we've got?
Well, the problem is that the last time you could do that was about the day after you created your first fiat dollar.
No, that's
it
right.
It can't be done, Danny boy. You know it can't be. If it could have been done, one government would have done it three times already. And everybody would say, hey, spend as much money as you want, because when you spend so much that the economy suffers, we'll just do this magic move.
Aren't you getting going crazy listening to these economists saying that we're all missing the point? The point is we should continue to spend, because when we stop spending, that the economy stops growing. Aren't you just?
I'm not tired of that. They're exactly right. We have to keep spending. That's the thing. You can't stop.
That's right.
You cannot stop. You've got to keep going.
Yeah, and then it's only a matter of time.
Well, it's a matter of time before inflation gets so bad that people riot in the street. That's the big stopper right there.
Okay, I got one last question, then we're going to have to break on this. Danny and I were talking over the break, and he brought up a really good point about something I said earlier in the show. And I was talking about safety deposit boxes being relatively safe. And my answer is they are safe until the government declares a national emergency. Government can go in and take what's in the safety deposit boxes out. I said I thought that the election of 2012 was a safe benchmark. And I've got a couple folks in the studio today saying, you know, Dan, it could be later, but it could be sooner. And I know you don't have a crystal ball in front of you, Magambo. Would you be concerned about leaving valuables in a safe through the election?
In a safe deposit box?
In a safe deposit box.
No, none at all.
Okay.
There are lots and lots of very rich people that have safe deposit boxes, and there are lots and lots of congressmen who have safe deposit boxes, and none of them are going to allow that to happen.
Well, at least until there's – you're going to have more evidence of a world coming to a financial end than that. It's not going to happen. It's not like you're going to go to bed on Tuesday night and wake up Wednesday morning and have had no clue that some sort of financial Armageddon is headed our way.
Yeah, that's kind of the way it is. Just something suddenly happens out of the blue. No one's expecting it. It takes everybody surprise and it destroys everything.
Magambo, we love having you on, brother. I can't tell you how many people listen. I swear to goodness, they listen to this show just to listen to you. You weren't in your normal time slot a couple weeks ago. I got more complaints that you were no longer on the air.
Well, how flattering. Thank you, listeners.
They love you, Magambo, and you're my good friend, and I always appreciate our friendship and what you've taught me over the years. Back to the bunker, my man, and treat the family well.
Thank you very much. It's always wonderful to talk to you, Dan.
Take care, my friend.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to be right back with Phil Storr from Dillon Gage, and we're going to be talking about the movement of precious metals today. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back here on the Wall Street Shuffle.